The book, ghosts in the air glow. Numbers take 6. 6, 8, 7, 8, 8, 8, 9, 9, 0, 9, 1, 9, 2, 9, 0, 9, 1, 9, 2, 9, 3, 9, 4, 9, 5, 9, 6, 9, 7, 9, 8, 9, 9, 100. Mike, Yankee, Golf, Romeo, Alpha, November, Delta, Foxtrot, Alpha, Tango, Hotel, Echo, Romeo, Foxtrot, Oscar, Unicorn, November, Delta, Alpha, Tango, Hotel, India, November, Golf, India, November, Tango, Hotel, Echo, Whiskey, Oscar, Oscar, Delta, Sierra, Alpha, Bravo, Oscar, X-ray, Whiskey, India, Tango, Hotel, Charlie, Alpha, Mike, Echo, Romeo, Alpha, Sierra, Hotel, Alpha, November, Golf, India, November, Golf, Foxtrot, Romeo, Oscar, Mike, Alpha, Papa, Alpha, Romeo, Alpha, Charlie, Hotel, Unicorn, Tango, Echo, Indian, Tango, Charlie, Alpha, Mike, Echo, Foxtrot, Romeo, Oscar, Mike, Tango, Hotel, Echo, Charlie, Indian, Alpha, Tango, Hotel, Echo, Delta, November, Delta, Tango, Oscar, Oscar, Kilo, India, Tango, Alpha, Whiskey, Alpha, Yankee. Mike, Yankee, Golf, Romeo, Alpha, November, Delta, Foxtrot, Alpha, Tango, Hotel, Echo, Romeo, Foxtrot, Oscar,
Unicorn.
November.
Delta.
Alpha. Tango.
Hotel.
India. November. Golf. India. November. Tango.
Hotel.
Echo.
Whiskey.
Oscar. Oscar. Delta. Sierra. Alpha.
Bravo.
Oscar. Extra.
Whiskey.
India.
Tango.
Hotel. Charlie.
Alpha.
Mike.
Echo.
Romeo.
Alpha.
Sierra. Hotel.
Alpha.
November.
Golf.
India.
November.
Golf.
Foxtrot.
Romeo.
Oscar.
Mike.
Alpha.
Papa.
Alpha.
Romeo.
Alpha.
Charlie.
Hotel.
Uniform.
Tango.
Echo.
India.
Tango.
Charlie.
Alpha.
Mike.
Echo.
Foxtrot.
Romeo.
Oscar.
Mike.
Tango.
Hotel.
Echo.
Charlie.
India.
Alpha.
Tango.
Hotel.
Echo.
Delta.
November.
Delta.
Tango.
Oscar.
Oscar.
Chile.
India.
Tango.
Alpha.
Whiskey.
Alpha.
Yankee.
The sun came up
and gave warmth
to the cool November morning. Dave McPherson went early to his winter project of lumbering in the Canaan woods.
It was November 26, 1962, and already he had a crew of 18 men cutting logs and yarding them to sell to Lockhart's lumber company.
The campsite was about 4 miles in the woods, over muddy, roughly made roads, and the summer rains made it impossible to travel, only by tractor and wagon.
Mr. McPherson was cutting his logs on Crown land, leased by the Fraser Lumber Company, to which he paid stumpage. This morning, he went blazing a trail into more lumber, marking it for his men to cut. As he walked along, he saw an object, which appeared at first glance to resemble a refrigerator. This was about 3 more miles from his campsite, so he went on to the object to inspect it. The object was about 5 feet high, creamy in color, and he discovered a parachute on the ground beside it. Also, a lot of straps hanging in the tree, several metal boxes, plastic bottles, and an aerial were found, as if it all came down together. The object appeared to be of 2 sections, snapped together, but very heavy. Dave was very interested and immediately left to report his find. He arrived home around 11 a.m. and told his wife of his discovery, then left to see Charlie McEwen, who runs an airfield and is also interested in radio. After talking to Mr. McEwen of this, Mr. McEwen called the RCMP to report.
The RCMP replied with, "Can you bring it out so we can see it?"
"How far in the woods is it?"
"About 7 miles of walking."
After this cool reception, Mr. McEwen called the Department of Transport.
But that could not give any aid to the object.
So upon this turndown, Mr. McEwen and Dave left for the woods early Tuesday morning with a camera. Mr. McEwen came out with 5 metal boxes,
parts of some radios,
and they also tried to open the box, but wires interfered, so they did not want to harm any parts inside. The radio equipment was frozen and full of ice. The antenna was about 5 feet long, and on one side was a dynamite cap to release it full length. This, the men removed, and left the object in the woods. Still no response from the RCMP, and they're going in to inspect. The next day was sunny, and Dave had to take groceries to the camp. Some busy Mrs. Luke called the RCMP and Air Force and Army to report that Mr. McPherson had found a box that was ticking away and may blow up the mountain any time. This caused a lot of laughs to others. Joanne had brought the pictures back that had been taken of the object, and they showed a very clear picture of the mystery box. On Thursday, another sunny day, Dave was sick with a cold and could not go to the woods. Still, no response from the RCMP. The Army mentioned they would like to make an attempt to bring out the box sometime, but never called Dave to find out where it was. It was only a small spark of interest. Dave left for the camp on Friday with plans to bring out the box. This took time and work, as he had to make a rough road to the object so as to take the tractor with the bucket to bring it out on. When looking for the box, he lost his tractor for about half an hour, as all the trails in the woods can be mixed up. It was not until he got help from a couple of his men that he was able to bring the box to the campsite and to put it on the truck to bring home. He arrived home about 4 p.m. and called Mr. McEwen, who then called the Army to make an appointment for viewing the box. Then he called a few press men. So on Sunday, December 1st, about 2 p.m., the RCMP, Army, press, and CBC came to interview the thing. Following are a few clippings of what the thing created in the mind of the press. And as this was published, many curious readers came to give their ideas on the thing. Some said, "Is there a man in it? Will it blow up?" My little girl asked if it was full of animals. "I saw a plane burning this spring, and it dropped something over that area. Do you think it's from Russia? Where would the man be that came from it? Are there any bones of a man found near it? Do you suppose it was supposed to blow us up? Was your husband scared when he saw it?" And many more along the same lines thought, "I'd like to see inside." And so would I. On Wednesday, my husband was in the woods, and about 2 p.m., a large Army truck with 6 men came, and the order was, "Back it up, and we'll load it." I asked, "Who gave you the authority to move this?" The answer was, "From Fredericton." I said, "Who owns it?" They didn't know. Then I said, "It can't be moved until it's owned, or until my husband gives permission." Then they called Fredericton, and later a call came from Moncton Army Headquarters, stating they had orders from the RCMP to remove it. I said, "The RCMP weren't interested before. Why now?" And after a few more questions,
they decided to wait for Dave's permission. So, after a nasty corporal blew his top, they left.
Next day, Thursday,
Dave was home in the afternoon when the RCMP and the army truck arrived to take the thing.
They promised Dave that he would see the thing opened and to be notified of its owner before loading. But after loading, no such promise was made.
It was then government property. After much discussion, they left, along with everything, including all the straps, rope, wires, everything.
Major Fluellen called. It was very nice.
On Friday, Dave went to have the CBC picture of it as he found it.
Nothing happened until the news on Wednesday morning of its identification. And that is all.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you.